As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
Listen, it's the Vert Show.
Maybe it's time to tweak our thinking when it comes to the history of spring break, what it was compared to what it is, all right? Back in the day, told you guys before, I remember being on the beach, just spontaneously running into MTV's Spring Break on the beach in Hawaii one year. Thousands, tens of thousands of students doing stupid, unspeakable things to each other. Right on the beach, man. I mean, it was wild. Anything went. Those are the reasons why different cities now are closing as spring breakers. It's just too crazy. Messy Mikey, we sent him down on spring break, and he says, not what you think anymore.
Yeah, you guys had this fantasy vision of what I'm supposed to see, stage concerts, people on the beach doing beer bongs. I'll tell you what I found. I found a bunch of old crotchety whites. That's all I could come across out there.
Old crotchety whites.
Yeah, that's all they had out there.
Man, if I had a softball team, that's it, right? That's the name of my softball team.
I walked miles of that beach, nothing but old crotchety whites for as far as the eye could see. And I'll tell you one thing is they do not like us at all. It's like the apocalypse. Spring break is like the apocalypse to these people. Everyone I met had been like jumping around Florida for like 6 months. They're all retired. They're having a good time. And then we come along and just ruin it. But apparently not, because I couldn't find another person below 60 years old. So yeah,
really?
it's not what you guys thought it'd be.
That's funny, because me and Romeo had a similar experience on Guantanamo Bay, where y'all sent us last year for spring break, where we didn't
it
see
was a, Texas we say you do
yeah
right?
Yeah, same thing. So we had a similar experience where we were walking up and down the beach, and instead of a bunch of old crotchety whites, it was like all high school kids. I was like, where are your parents? There were girls that were like 15 16. The youngest person I met was 14. I was like, why wow. are you here? Go home and play with your dolls or something. Like, this is not for you.
So, a big part of it is that to crack down on spring break, one rule that they've implemented is that there's no drinking on the beach during the month of March, which is crazy.
This country's going to hell.
It's fast.
No, because I have stayed at a resort down there, and we were there in April, not March, luckily, and they still had the signs up in the elevator letting everybody know it was against the law in the month of March to consume alcohol on the beach.
I think I told you. I think it was it's Folly Beach in South Carolina, where they were having wild spring breaks, man. And then there were busloads after busloads of people coming in, spring breakers from Atlanta, that ended up on the beaches. And they were setting up these huge tents and DJs like every 100 feet. Then there was one year where students from Atlanta in South Carolina got in like physical fights with the police down in South Carolina.
What?
And that was it, where they're like, that's it, no more. It's over.
Okay, so South Padre, you said, was like tweens and teens.
Yes.
And you said where you were in Florida was like crotchety old people.
Crotchety old.
So where does one go? Like, where does a college student go for like the quintessential spring break?
Mexico.
Oh,
that
yeah.
makes sense.
Key West was a big one when I was at Florida, or Bimini, because you can drink at 18 there.
Ooh.
So not South Padre.
So the other thing is, if you're not drinking on the beach, then obviously you go to a bar or a club. So this bar that we'd go to, it would be open from 5 o'clock to 9 at night. Like 4 hours for karaoke. Went in there, all high schoolers, not a drink in the place.
Wow.
But then your other option is, of course, go to one of these big, stupid clubs. We were going to do it one night. We're going to do it. I don't like a crowd. I I work best with the old crotcheties. That's where I fit in.
That's where you come from.
Yeah. But we're going to try to go to this club. We get to the door. Guess what the cover is? Take a guess for real.
$20.
$150.
They didn't even want you in there.
What? Yeah.
They didn't even want you in.
$150 a person?
Who is paying that? Who could possibly pay what is the highest?
Old crotchety white.
Old crotchety. But who's going to the club? I want to see what it looks like on the inside of there. But what's the highest that you're willing to pay a cover? Because I never paid one above $10.
20. In New York, 40 was average after a while.
I was going to say 40.
Vegas, maybe something more expensive than that. Yeah.
That's just insane to me. So we spent all our time.
Even the girls had to pay a cover?
I don't know about the girls.
Yeah, the girls didn't have to pay a cover. Yeah.
$150. Is being a girl worth $150 like versus me?
They might be sizing you up. They may not even have like a cover, but they looked at you.
As soon as they saw you, $150.
We're all in this guy.
And the guy behind you, they're like, 20 bucks.
Timothy Chalamet shows up. They're like, come on in. You 150.
Yeah, so I spent all my time in just some asshole of a bar.
Noticed your videos that you sent, like the one that you sent of you getting the bar to sing Friends in Low Places. I'm like, there's families and kids there.
So go ahead.
That was a restaurant because I realized no bar has music that's quiet enough to start a musical. I don't know what you call it.
Sing-along?
Not a musical, but I decided to just interrupt everybody's dinner. So, gotcha. Yeah.
They had a good time.
They were nice. I met some creepy guys in there, though. After you gain the attention of a crowd, just like the ones who stick around after to talk to you are not the people you want to talk to.
That was brave of you to stay. I'm leaving. Yeah.
It's not what it used to be. Sorry, buddy. Sorry.
It was brutal.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.